Sinabi ng mga analista mula sa Australia Institute, panahon na para sa mga manggagawa na manindigan laban sa tinatawag nitong pagnanakaw ng kanilang oras. Tuwing araw ng National Go Home on Time Day, ang mga empleyado ay hinikayat na tapusin ang kanilang trabaho sa sandaling nakumpleto na nila ang kanilang bayad na oras ng trabaho. Si Jim Stanford ay direktor ng Center for Future Work ng Naturang Institute at sinabi niya sa ABC, ang laki ng mga hindi bayad na overtime na trabaho ay kagila-gilalas.
Each year we do a big survey of Australians and we ask them, how many hours do you work? How much do you get paid for? How much unpaid overtime are you doing in all the different forms? You know, checking emails in the morning before you go to work, working through lunch, staying late without getting paid, checking your emails and returning calls again when you get home. On average, for employed Australians, they're working about 4.6 hours of unpaid overtime each week. That adds up over the year. It's about 14% of all the time you get paid for. So, you know, you think of Australians go to work, they get paid, and then they do another 14% for their employers without payment.
Kapag pinagsama-sama, ito ay aabot ng hanggang 48 milyon ng hindi nagamit na mga araw ng leave kada taon. Dagdag pa dito, sinabi ni Jim Stanford, nasa 3/4 ng mga Australiano ay hindi nakakatanggap ng bayad na annual holidays. At doon naman sa mga binabayaran ng annual holidays, nasa kalahati sa mga ito ay hindi ginagamit ng buo ang kanilang makukuhang mga leave entitlements dahil sa pagbanggit ng pressure na may kaugnayan sa trabaho o kawalang katiyakan sa trabaho.
Some of them are saving it up to use later. So both on a day-to-day basis, work is creeping into our leisure time, and then even that one chance a year to get away, recuperate with your family somewhere, you know, put the sausages on the barbie and everything else, that is in jeopardy as well.
Ang kampanya ay suportado ng Australian Council of Trade Unions. Nanawagan ng Pangulo na si Jed Carney sa mga manggagawa at kanilang mga amo na manindigan.
Well, I think the Australia Institute have estimated, you know, over $100 billion is worked in unpaid overtime every year. I mean, that's extraordinary amount of money that people are giving to the economy for free that's not coming back into their pockets. So we have to really start to put some constraints around working hours. We have to fight really hard for people in those casual and precarious work situations to get paid leave, so they can actually have a holiday. And we have to actually work really hard for people to get paid for the work that they do. And, you know, bosses really need to stop asking people to do that extra for nothing.
Sinabi ng pinuno ng ACTU, ito rin ay isang issue ng kaligtasan.
If you're working really long hours, depending on the job, you can get very fatigued. When you're fatigued, you make mistakes. When you make mistakes, you can actually get hurt, not to mention your mental health.
Sinabi ni Jim Stanford, sa pangkahalatan, ang mga empleyado hindi kusang loob na nanatili sa lugar trabaho, ngunit sila ay nasa ilalim ng pressure, sinadya man o hindi, upang magtrabaho sa mga walang bayad na oras.
Duress can come in various shapes and forms. It may not be the boss pointing the finger at you and saying, you don't stay late tonight, you're fired. But it does come in different implicit forms, the expectation that, you know, you won't get a promotion or you might not be around that long unless you show that work ethic. Especially given the huge share of Australian workers who don't have a permanent job anyway. They are working casual. So that's where, you know, the fear that you're going to be out the door if you don't impress the boss is that much stronger.
Sinabi ng Business Council of Australia, sinusuportahan nito ang isang malusog na balanseng buhay-trabaho at ang mga manggagawa at mga boss ay dapat na magnegosasyon tungkol sa mga leave upang ito ay maging maginhawa para sa parehong panig.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.